Dutch Buzz for news, views and interviews that focus on the city of The Hague.
How to start life in a new country when the person you love is about to die. At the age of 36, Gordon Darrow's wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was a devastating blow, just as he and their two children with autism were preparing to move to Holland. What followed is captured in the pages of All the Time We Thought We Had. Written by Gordon Darrow, who lives in The Hague now, the book has been launched. Welcome, Gordon. How does it feel to have published the published version in your hand?
It's kind of a great relief in some ways, and it's very nice to see as well. I'm very pleased with the way the book's turned out. It's a very well-produced, I think, beautiful book with a very striking cover, I think, for people who've seen it.
Yes, who designed it? Somebody you know?
Yeah, not somebody I know personally. No, it was done by the publishing company, but the designer, I think, deserves a name check. Carrie Brownlee, I think, has done a very good job of the cover. It's really, really eye-catching.
I've read it, of course, but I can't help asking if immigrating to the Netherlands while your wife, Machteld, was terminally ill was the right decision in retrospect.
I think, yes, I can understand why you asked the question. I think I still think it was the right thing to do, partly because Machteld was Dutch. She'd moved to Scotland when she was 20 years old, and when we learnt she was terminally ill, we were already a long way down the road towards moving. We'd actually got as far as selling the house and booking a removal van. So it was very, it would have been very hard to turn around at that point, especially as my two children are autistic, and to try and explain to them, having persuaded them to come along with this journey, to then say, right, no, we're actually returning back and undoing the whole thing, would have been really hard for them. And also that Machteld wanted to spend the last time that she had, and of course we didn't know how long that was going to be, even though she was terminally ill, she wanted to be with her family. So, and it actually became a kind of project for both of us, and for her as well, to set us up as well as possible in the Netherlands. And I have to say, it's been, since we've got here, because we have the family nearby, and we've had very good support from the state and through from the education system as well. I still think it was the right decision, although it was obviously a very hard thing to do.
Absolutely. Gordon, it's a very honest account. You don't try to mask your anger, frustration, even panic at times. Was it difficult to write?
It was difficult, I think, to start with, but there came a point when I decided to sit down and write it that it was kind of it served all kinds of purposes. It was a very therapeutic exercise for me, first of all, because it was such a chaotic time in my life that getting it down on paper was really my way of coming to terms with it and making sense of what had happened. I mean, actually, when I was writing it, one of the hardest things was actually remembering what order events happened in, because things had got just sort of jumbled up in my memory. I actually had to sort of check Facebook and sort of fact check my own life, because I'd forgotten, you know, exactly how things progressed. But yes, I mean, it was difficult to begin with, but as I got on with it and started to sort of get to pull a kind of stretch together, and the ability to focus on the exercise of writing was, I think, for me, the way that I came to terms with the sense of loss and went through the grieving process.
Now, you write that the life we planned was in ruins. I'm quoting here from your book. All we could do was build another one from the rubble. How have you and your sons managed since your wife's death?
It's been a baptism of fire in lots of ways. In the early days, I really just concentrated on organizing things, really just setting up a new life. We came here, I needed to find some work, so I had an income. I needed to organize schools for the boys and just gradually put things together piece by piece. And of course, doing that while going through the whole process of grieving somebody was very difficult. So it's been a slow process. It's sometimes been quite a difficult process. I've had great support from Machteld's family, from various people that we've got to know along the way. So it started, it was a real uphill task in the beginning to get settled into a routine, and then gradually just start to build a new life. And I think getting to know people as well has been
The Hague been kind?
Yes, it's a really good place to live in lots of ways. We're close, everything's very accessible. I mean, Machteld's family, my in-laws, live in Drenthe, so they're 2 hours drive away. My parents actually live in the east of England, so it's not, even there only, you know, we catch catched a boat from Hoek van Holland, which is half an hour from our front door, and we're there by breakfast time the next day. So actually, even that's not too remote. When I'm sitting here next to somebody who came all the way from Afghanistan, so it's actually not such a big leap when you look
at the world in one studio tonight. It's a wonderful tribute to your wife and a book that's going to be very valuable, I feel, for your sons at some stage.
Yes, at some point, they'll I'm sure, want to turn to it and read it. And certainly my youngest boy has already picked up a copy, and his main concern was whether he was in it, because he's 13 years old, so he's at that stage. Yeah. You know, but I'm sure at some stage when they're a bit older and they're ready to tackle it, and hopefully it will be a way, because when Martel died, they were 9 and 11 years old, so they won't have very clear memories of her. So hopefully having the text there and being able to follow the story will help them preserve those memories.
Yes. That's been launched on both sides of the channel.
Yes, we've had two launch nights indeed. One in Glasgow about 3 weeks ago, and one here in Scheveningen actually last week. Both very, very good nights. All the copies were sold out, so it's got to be a good sign. And now it's got to see how if people pick it up.
Now, how can listeners find it?
As I say, there were copies in Parchman. I don't know if they've restocked, but certainly they were stocking it. I know it's on bol.com. You can order it there, or on Amazon through, I think, Amazon UK is the best place.
Gordon Derrick, author of All the Time We Thought We Had, thank you for coming to the studio and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.